Taking a bit of a deeper dive into the news, yesterday the Minister of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sport, Arts and Culture, Sanette Steenkamp, gave a speech at the launching of the End of Learning Poverty for All in Africa. She did it up in Uchu at the sports stadium there. But really interesting highlights in her speech. Obviously, the launch of the African Union campaign to end learning poverty for all in Africa is something that is going to happen right across Africa, but she said it ties in obviously with Sustainable Development Goal 4 and obviously aligns with Aspiration 1 of the AU's Agenda 2063. That's looking for a prosperous Africa based on inclusive growth and sustainable development. But some of the interesting highlights in her speech, when she was looking at gender parity, so they said the nation recorded 927,647 learners as of February this year. Girls outnumber boys by just 3,903. That, she says, shows that we've upheld equal access. But the problem comes in that in the 34,325 teachers, apparently only 31.3% are male. So there is a gender imbalance within the teaching workforce. Yeah, we do need a lot more male teachers and a lot more sort of, male teachers as strong male role models there as well. One of the big challenges that she highlighted is learning repetition rates, 17.2% in grade 1, 19% in grade 4, and 21.9% in grade 8, which she said signals that many of the learners are in school but not learning effectively. I was also very often in school but not necessarily learning effectively. Part of the solution is scaling up digital initiatives. They've got a couple of things there, but obviously, ensuring connectivity is a problem. Some of the scary statistics that she highlighted, though, only 28% of learners achieved 40% plus in literacy. Just 3% scored 75 plus, we'd like them to be scoring above 75 plus. But the fact that only 28% of learners are achieving 40% plus in literacy, it is that sort of literacy and reading crisis. We need to carry on, pushing reading my son as well. I rather spend time watching YouTube videos than reading a book, which is heartbreaking for me because I'd much rather spend my life with my nose stuck in a book. How do we get kids reading? How do we get them reading for meaning? How do we increase the rate of literacy in our schools? Numeracy also struggling. 32% scored 40%, while only 5% reached 75%. Gaps that she said are further widened by the urban, rural, and public-private disparities. It starts really early on, though, because apparently there are 414,069 children aged 0 to 4. That was in 2023. Of those, only 51,872 actually accessed early childhood development services. And that's where it all starts. We need to get the kids young. Only 17% of the educarers in that sector, though, hold formal qualifications. And 55% of children aged 3 to 6 were neither in formal education nor in early childhood development. So yeah, we've known for a long time, the Department of Education, the Ministry of Education gets a big chunk of the budget every year, but we don't necessarily see the outcomes. And hopefully that's something that our new minister, she does seem to be very keen on addressing and fixing. So let's hope she manages.